Simin Shin Yud Ches, Sif Tes. The Mechaber says that klirishin, that means a pot that was cooking on the flame, even when you take it off the flame, it's still mavashal, it still cooks, anything you put in it, as long as it's still yad tzeledes boy. Mr. Burr explains, even if it's not mal resichos anymore, it's not bubbling, as long as hot enough, that's yad tzeledes boy, so anything you put in it will get cooked. And therefore you cannot put anything in it that wasn't previously cooked, so it's going to get cooked now. He says you can't put tavlin, you can't put spices into this pot that havir agave me agave, she took it off the fire. That means even tavlin in the spices, Mr. Burr explains, they only got cooked in the klirishin, but not in the klisheni. Most foods we said to machber, even in the klisheni, there's problems of mechzi kum vashel, looks like bishel, if it's not really bishel. Also, chashash might be kali, bishel might be for things that get cooked more easily. Spices don't have those chumras, and spices do not get cooked in the klisheni. Still in the klirishin, even if it's off the flame, as long as you add lettuce, boy, you cannot put spice in it because the spices will get cooked. Mr. Burr says that even a klisheni, if there's a dover gush, the solid thing there, let's say a hot potato, that's yatsa lettuce boy, so then you should not put spices in, even if the hot potato is already klisheni. Because there are places can hold that dover gush, that cooks as long as yatsa lettuce boy, even if it's no longer the klirishin, even if it's already in a klisheni. Now, the Mechaber says that's the gabe spices. But melach salt, that you could put into the pot, into the klirishin, that you already took it off, me'agabe ishim on top of the fire, because salt, it takes a lot to cook it. It needs bishul kibisa tur, like a real piece of meat of a shar, of an ox. That's very hard to cook, and only when it gets cooked, if it's agave esh. Once the klirishin is not agave esh, at that point, the salt will not get cooked. There's no problem with putting melach, putting salt in it, into it. The Mechaber says, our rishonim, that our machmer, not to put basa meluach, salted meat, into this kli, even if it's a meat of a shar. Even Nagabi Ish, are those are machmer, and their mouth says that none of the meat being salted, even meat that's not salted, the meat's not salted, you have a problem of dam. But even when there's no problem of dam, the meat's already salted, had a malicha done to it, still, you should not put the meat into this kli, even when it's Nagabi Ish. Now, their mouth says there are Rishayim that are machmer by salt, even the klisheni, as long as you add some lettuce, boy, you cannot put salt into a pot, even if it's not the original pot that's Nagabi Ish, it's flipped from one pot to another, and it's klisheni, there's a problem of bishul by melach, by salt, even the klisheni. And the Mishnah Berurah explained that really two lashonos in the Gemara. According to the first lashon in the Gemara, salt is more chomer on other foods, and it cooks even in klisheni, similar to the concept of the Abakali Abishal. And according to the lashon of Basra, the second lashon in the Gemara, salt is more kuladik, more lenient. Even in klirishin, it does not get cooked, as long as it's havir megabeish, as long as it's no longer on top of the fire. And most rishonim go like the mekilim, like the second lashon. And therefore, salt does not get cooked, even in klirishin, as long as na gabi eish. However, since the arishonim, they're machmer, that's why they're said machmer, tala bracha, it's good to be machmer. The maisa, if someone puts salt, even in the klirishin, even to gabi eish, that according to both rishonim, the gemara, he didn't isser, still their must says the food is mutter, because the salt is bottle to the food. The Mishnah Berurah asks, the mida vi the time of something that's meant to give flavor, such as salt, is not bottle. So why does their must say the salt is bottle? And he says over here, we're talking about the food was very salted from before Shabbos, so it's like Zevas Agurim, the salt from before Shabbos, part of what's giving the flavor also. And we're talking about a case of the salt you put in now would not in of itself be enough to give the flavor to the food. It needed the salt from yesterday. But if the salt from today, if the salt from Shabbos was enough to give flavor to the food, so then if you put it into Klavishan, like Gabi Ha'esh, that according to both the Shinas, the Gemara is Aser, so then the food will be also taken to eat until the end of Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah differentiated this all by salt that was mined from the ground, but salt that's made from water that gets cooked in the processing. So now, if you cook it now, there's ain bishul gabi bishul. In fact, there's davar yavish, there's no bishul gabi bishul b'chlal, by salt that was already cooked, and therefore, it would not be anything aser b'dievid. There's no problem bishul gabi b'chlal by salt. Mishnah Berurah says sugar also, we mutter for the same reason, once it's already, because sugar is previously cooked, so we mutter, he says, even in a klirishin, that's a vir megabe eish. Then he says, some say, not to be mekel, to put sugar into klirishin, that's a vir megabe eish, and Mishnah Berurah says, chil to be machmer. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, that's also to put salt, put spices, put tavlin on a platter, and then pour from the pot onto that platter, because ir miklirishin, Mishnah Berurah explains, has din of klirishin, even though we said spices, tavlin, it's only in this basho klirishin, not a klisheni. But irimi klirishin has the same din as a klirishin, just it's only in the basho klikli, but the basho top layer of what it's poured on. But whatever you pour from the pot onto the spices, the top layer of the spices will get cooked through irimi klirishin, and it's going to be also even b'dievid, because everyone agrees irimi klirishin, we paskin, has din klirishin. It's not telling l'shan, it's the Gemara, it's not telling different things. We paskin that irimi klirishin, pour of klirishin, is mevasho klikli, but the top layer, as long as it was not nifsika kiluach, as long as there was material from the klirishin, you poured straight from the pot directly onto the tavlin without any hefsik in the stream in between.